Utah Grizzlies hockey. It's just fun. Follow the Utah Grizzlies on Facebook for the latest on weekend home games and promotions, or visit utahgrizzlies.com for more. Utah Grizzlies hockey. It's just fun.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
Millis, and this is Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action sports, and subculture. My name's Mariah Millis, as I mentioned, and I've been with Slug Magazine for 14 years now. I started out as the Gallery Show columnist, which I still hold that title, but I do love to do things like the podcasts and anything action sports related when possible. And I really especially like the UFC fighting and the Bellator fighting series. Whenever I can be ringside with some blood and sweat, it's totally the opposite of my highbrow art culture column, and that's why I love it so much. When you don't find me here working with Slug, you'll find me working at this Utah Film Center as the Education and Community Programs Manager, and I frequent the Snowbird Ski Resort as the Owner Services Wine and Cheese Coordinator. It's a very important job that allows me to have my ski pass. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I have Jenna Woodbury. And Jenna, you're here with the Ryer Woodbury Dance Company. You just kicked off the 14th and 15th season 2 months ago. And you're featuring a different approach to this season. Tell me a little bit about what's different with this season.
Well, this year we have, first of all, thank you very much for having me here.
Of course.
I'm really excited to be here.
It's a pleasure. Welcome to our basement studio.
Love it. Love it. We're doing 3 shows this year rather than 4. We decided that we wanted some more time to spend in the studio to really get involved and engage in the works that we're creating, because we're a contemporary dance company, and being a contemporary dance company, we're always creating new works. So we bring artists here from all over the world, and we just feel like we needed some time. We needed some time to be with these artists to allow them to create the works that they wanted to on us, as well as works by our artistic director, Daniel Sharon. So we have 3 shows this year. We started in September with Fall Season.
Oh, nice.
And we just decided to call it Fall Season because we want people to come to our performances without expectation other than they're going to see great contemporary dance. So they can walk into it with fresh eyes and walk out of it a changed person.
I love that. So. I would think I was telling you earlier that it, to me, if I have a title, I tend to try and make the dances fit into the box of the title, and I want to see why it was named that and my interpretation of it. And so I love that this idea of coming in with no expectations except for seeing some excellent pieces of art and performances. So
yeah,
that's
great.
Wonderful.
Great, and it's fun for us.
And way to scale back and kind of think about what it is you want to be doing and how you want to be presenting it. So how did Fall Season go?
It went really well. We had 2 premieres, one by guest choreographer Jonah Beaucaire, who is from New York, and he created a really beautiful, beautiful work. Jonah does works normally on installation works in museums, so this was really different for him and for us. It was really exciting for the change for us.
And that's quite different for many reasons, but I would think that not having it be live and happening one time with such a wide audience, were there any issues that came up, or did you just work through it all seamlessly?
Well, we worked through it all. It was interesting for us. It was a different perspective, because I think when you're working with an artist that does installation works, you tend to have a more personal experience with it, because you're walking in and you're actually, at times even, being engaged in the process with
sure.
it, in the work itself. So this one, when you're sitting in the stage and you're looking at it on a proscenium stage, you have a very different perspective. So I think that was a nice challenge for him as well as for
us. How to engage that audience with the barrier of the stage.
Yes. Yeah. So it was fun.
Oh, that
was fun. It was really different.
Nice. I'm sure the dancers appreciated it too, getting to work in a different form and work with a different artist.
They love it. They love working with all the artists that come in, because each one has a very different approach to movement and a very different philosophy. So it's really nice for them. They grow as well as our artistic director who gets to work with them as well.
So, wonderful. It's never going to be the same day in the office.
No, never. Never. I never know what the request is going to be.
Like, come to Slug.
I love
being a podcast. Excellent. Okay, so what do we have coming up?
Our next show that's coming up is a show for all ages, and it's called Flabbergast. As part of our mission, we also want to have dance that's acceptable for all ages, and we believe in bringing great works of art to young audiences as well.
Wonderful. So little kids can come and appreciate this and follow along with what's going on.
Exactly. Exactly. Tandy Beal, who is a choreographer and circus director, set this work on our company. She created it on our company, and her husband, John Scoville, did the original score for the entire evening.
Wonderful. So is it kind of a circus theme, given her expertise?
It is kind of a circus theme. It has a little bit of circus and has some surprises in it as well. We included a piece by a Cuban-born choreographer, Miguel Asque, who's now the artistic director of Memory Wax in Sweden. So he set a piece. It's multimedia, and it's got a lot of surprises to it, and I won't tell you what they are because
it's like a high-energy show.
It is.
It's very high-energy just from the description so far.
It is. Everyone will enjoy it. Kids, adults, grandparents, neighbors, cousins.
Great. And then this is happening the end of January, 30th
yes.
and 31st.
At the Capitol Theater.
And then your performances take place at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center?
Yeah, most of our performances take place at our home at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. And that's where we will be doing our spring season.
Okay.
Counter to fall season. So on that performance, we have a guest artist from New York. She's originally from Israel. Her name is Netta Yerushalmi.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you said it, not
yes,
me.
Yes, there you go. I helped you out.
Thank you. Definitely.
And so she will be in Salt Lake setting a piece on our company in April for 2 weeks. And then our artistic director, Daniel Sharon, is doing a collaboration with the Salt Lake Electric Ensemble. And that's going to be really exciting.
The Salt Lake Electric Ensemble, I'm not familiar with them.
Well, they're local. Well, obviously, Salt Lake Electric Ensemble.
Okay.
And they're a smaller group. The impetus for this work is Terry Riley's composition In C, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Wow. So, and you guys are celebrating your, what's the anniversary this year?
It is our 51st anniversary this year.
So that kind of corresponds with the 50 years of this piece and then also 51 years of being a company.
Yes, but we consider ourselves acting half our age.
Oh, sure.
As a contemporary dance company.
Oh, definitely. But I would think, too, that that shows the longevity and that you guys can keep reinventing yourself just even in this season itself, reinventing how you do things and how you present things to the public, that you are a very cutting-edge, relevant organization with lots of exciting things coming up. So I'm glad that you were able to come and share those with us.
Well, thank you. If you can, I'd love for people to come to our annual benefit party.
Wonderful. When does that take place?
March 28th at the Rose Wagner.
Wonderful. So, now, what you have a theme for this, right, for your annual benefit?
The theme is to have fun.
Okay.
The theme is to have fun. So we want to reinvent it every year.
Okay. So, but you'll come up with a theme and then people will get to, it's one of those fun events where you get dressed up.
Yes, absolutely. And get a performance and have dinner and cocktail hour and meet the dancers. So it's a great event.
Kind of a little bit of the behind the scenes of how Ryrie Woodbury works.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us. So I hope that our audience will be able to attend Flabbergast the end of January, the 30th and 31st. And then if we'll be looking for information for the spring season and then being in touch with you, we'll have to have you back to remind our guests about your gala come spring season. So please come back and visit again and keep us updated on what's going on with Ryrie Woodbury. Again, we just love having you and love having you be a part of the Salt Lake culture. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Good. Bye-bye.
Now's the time to plan for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 22nd through February 1st in Park City, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Sundance, Utah. Be the first to see iconic films like Reservoir Dogs, Memento, and the Oscar-nominated Beasts of the Southern Wild that have all premiered in years past. Find out more by visiting sundance.org/festival.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie!
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie!
And now I'm joined by RDT's marketing director, Stephanie Perkins, and we're going to talk about their new season and upcoming shows. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I was just speaking with Jenna Woodbury, and we were discussing the difference between Ryer Woodbury and RDT. Not a lot, but just people tend to get the R going.
Yes.
And then they just stop.
There's some major confusion
and
there.
And you guys both use the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center.
This is true. This is true.
And so tell me, what are the things that you're like, no, this is how you know we are RDT. This is how you know it's an RDT event.
Right. So RDT stands for Repertory Dance Theater, and we are a repertory company. So basically what that means, we perform the repertory of a lot of different choreographers, which Ryrie Woodbury does similar, but they are also founded by two members.
Sure.
Ryrie and Woodbury. And so when we were founded particularly to perform the choreography of many different choreographers.
Okay. Excellent. Yes. Where they kind of have an artistic director that focuses them on their shows.
Correct.
You guys find the best shows that are of interest to...
Right. And we present the work of many different choreographers, and we present historical work all the way back to the early 1900s. And then, like, in October, we just premiered a brand new world premiere. So...
Wonderful.
Do a lot of different stuff that way.
Oh, I would love to see something that was done... in the early 1900s. I wonder what their kind of
yes
version of repertory dance is.
Exactly. It's an interesting
yeah. Like, well, what did they wear when they dance?
Well, modern dance is very it's kind of up to the choreographer. It's not something that's, you know, you watch
so
it and
not
say,
always unitards.
No, everybody kind of has their own language. And we did, there's definitely some unitards for sure. But some of the ones, like one of our earliest choreographers is Michio Ito, and he's a choreographer from Japan, and his work is done like in the 1920s and stuff like that. And he does, I mean, some of his costumes look like kimonos, and some of them are just kind of simple black dresses. So
nice. Yeah. So you never know.
Everybody depends
on the artist.
Yeah, our executive and artistic director Linda Smith always says that each modern dance choreographer kind of has their own language of dance, so everybody's a little different.
That's great. And it appeals to such a wide audience because
of
that.
Definitely.
You know, it's something, you know, to read the descriptions and just come and see, and there's something probably for everybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wonderful. Yeah. So tell me about this season. You started out in October.
We did, and this is what we're calling our threshold season, because it's our 49th season of dance.
Okay, so I was just talking, Woodbury is 51.
Yes, they celebrated
the
their 50.
51.
Right.
And we are 49.
We're 49, so we're the youngins, I guess.
Well, that's awesome. Now, think about all the things that were going on with dance.
I know,
in
it's
those
amazing.
3 years or
especially
so.
Especially here in Salt Lake, it's amazing.
For a small community 50-something years ago. To be sustaining three dance organizations and many more, but at that time three major ones.
For sure, yeah. So next year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. And so
this is the threshold.
We're on the threshold of the 50th anniversary. So we've got a lot of different stuff this season. In October we had Portal, and that is where we premiered By the Snake, which is by Israeli choreographer Noah Zouk and her husband Ohad Fishoff. And then this month we have two different shows actually kind of reaching two different audiences. One called The Mitch Show, which is November 21st and 22nd.
The Mitch Show. That yes. sounds like I've got like two guys on a stage. Like
it's actually just
watermelon.
One guy.
Oh, there is a guy.
Yes. And it's not actually, RDT won't actually be performing in it. We're actually just presenting this artist, Mitchell Rose. And he's a well-known filmmaker. And the Mitch Show is, he's a former choreographer. He did some work for us back in the 90s. So he's well acquainted with RDT. And we are just presenting him. He'll be showing some short films and then doing some audience participation. Stuff like that.
Ooh, how so would you fun? Audience participate in a short film?
I don't.
Presentation.
We're gonna have to see. He brings them up on stage, and he does. There's some dancing involved, but it's definitely for a broad audience. It's not like just dancers can come
on
stage.
Okay, tell me the dates on that one again.
November 21st and 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Rose Wagner. And tickets for that are only $10.
Oh, great. Well, so, because you might be performing in it yourself, so it's good.
Right, exactly. You could be on stage, so... Yeah.
So there's a discount because
exactly, exactly.
You might actually be part of the show.
Exactly. Because yeah. we need you on stage. Yes. So yeah, yeah. So tickets for that are only $10. Should be really fun. Plus, we're serving free milk and cookies from Trader Joe's afterwards.
Oh, cute!
The delicious peppermint JoJo's, which are to die for. So.
Nice. Yes. Milk and cookies and audience participation for $10.
Exactly.
That sounds pretty good.
It's awesome. Yeah. And then that same weekend, we're also, the company will be performing a matinee performance called Surprise Packages. And it's a very kid-friendly event, which is why we're presenting Mitchell Rose as something a little different rather than performing that for an evening crowd.
You guys produce a lot of stuff that is very kids-oriented. Do you have the? Can you
we
tell
do.
Us a little bit about your kids' programs that you do?
Yeah. So throughout the year, we have a program called Ring Around the Rose. And each month, we present a different performing arts group. They're just one-hour shows. We call them wiggle-friendly because they have to be interactive, which they either bring kids on stage or have them do stuff from their seats. And it kind of introduces kids to the arts. And so it's the second Saturday of every month at the Rose Wagner.
Nice. And it's not just dance.
Correct. Yeah. No, we do everything from, we do have a few different dance shows, but we also have, like, we present Spy Hop in the Utah Film Center.
Yes.
We have Ballet West. We have, this year we're presenting the Mundi Project, which is doing kind of a piano game show.
Oh.
We also do youth theater groups and
your African drumming always sells out
African,
right away.
Yes, that's a really
the kids
fun one.
Want to get up and drum.
Yeah, that one we did back in October this year, but it's they get to play the drums right up on stage and they get to learn dance moves, so it's super fun.
Nice.
So Surprise Packages is kind of an addition to that season in that it's going to be a Saturday at 11 a.m., but it's not the second Saturday. It's November 22nd.
Will it be wiggle friendly?
Yes. The kids are involved. They don't necessarily get up on stage, but it's only an hour long. And
so for children or those with a short attention span?
Correct.
Yes. Do you have to have a kid or be a kid come to the show?
No, absolutely not. But it does appeal to children a little more than adults. But yes, anyone is welcome. For sure.
Excellent.
We say ages 3 to 103, so.
Nice. You know. I can fit into that.
Get there away. You go.
So where do you get tickets for all of these fabulous shows?
Tickets are available at ArtTix, arttix.org or 801-355-ARTS. Both those November shows, tickets are only $10, a special kind of gift, RDT's gift to the community as we start off the holiday season. So we're excited to present that. And also for Surprise Packages, you can get 5 tickets for just $40. So like a family pass, but anybody
you could
constitutes
do it with your roommates
a family.
If you wanted to.
Anybody constitutes a family.
Family.
Yeah.
You're not going to make them prove that they're related.
No, we're not going to need birth certificates or anything like that.
I want to see your cohabitating documentation.
Yes.
And a piece of mail.
To save $2 on tickets.
So, Stephanie, is there anything else that we need to know about this upcoming season? Anything that, what's going on after November?
In February, we have our annual fundraiser called Charette. And it's this year it actually falls on Valentine's Day. And it is basically like Iron Chef, but for dance. So we have four choreographers that are given a secret ingredient, which can be anything from like a theme or a prop or something.
The color, like, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And they will get 1 hour to create a brand new piece.
Wow.
And it's actually really amazing to watch. And so the audience gets to watch that process. They walk around, have appetizers, drinks, walk around the studios of the Rose Wagner, and get to see them actually creating the work. And then they all come together and perform at the end, and people get to vote for their favorite to who determines the iron choreographer.
So, that is intense. I would think you'd need like nerves of iron,
right,
and steel in order to come up with something like that.
It's pretty amazing to see what they come up with in just 1 hour. Plus, it's hosted by Sister Dottie, so it's really hilarious and fun.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And then in April, we have our final show of the season called Reunion, and we are featuring all alumni choreographers. So we have quite a few alumni from the past 49 years.
Yeah.
So all the pieces will be choreographed by former RDT dancers, and it's kind of our way to kick off the 50th.
The big 50th.
Yes.
That's so excellent. And I know you're going to have to come back and tell us all about what planned for the 50th year.
Oh, so yeah. We can't wait.
I know. I'm excited, too. It sounds like you have a wonderful season to kick off the 49th. And then and I will hopefully be in attendance at some of these shows. And
I hope so.
That our listening audience will get a chance to get out there, too, and go to 355Arts or arttix.org to get your tickets. Very reasonably priced tickets. Lots of fabulous shows. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to Slug Soundwaves. For all things Slug Magazine, visit slugmag.com. Send us suggestions of what you'd like to hear on the show by emailing us at soundwaves@slugmag.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Slug Soundwaves. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine, produced by Gavin Sheehan, associate producers Alexander Ortega, Christian Schultz, and John Ford. Executive producer Angela H. Brown. Theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sausage. Main logo and art design by Nicholas Dowd. Technical design by Kate Colgan. And I'm Mariah Mellis. Thanks for listening.